From Nelson, where more evacuations aren't being ruled out with the flooding emergency there far from over. And we're going to speak to Nelson's MP, Rachel Boyack. The rain has eased for now, but another round of heavy rain is set to batter the region again later today. 411 homes have now been evacuated, with some residents forced to leave their homes overnight. People are being asked to conserve water due to damage to the main pipe, roads are closed, and thousands without power. Add to that the rain-soaked hillsides and the constant threat of more slips. Of course, we're conscious of what is happening in the far north as well, as we've been reporting on this morning on RNZ. Nelson MP Rachel Boyack was with the Emergency Management Minister Kieran McInulty yesterday as they toured flooded areas to look at the damage. She's been getting regular updates on the situation and what lies ahead in terms of the clean-up and recovery. Kia ora, Rachel.
Morena, Catherine. How are you doing this
Good,
morning?
Thanks. I'll get you to comment on how councils are empowered or not to deal with some of these matters. But first, let's look at the immediate crisis in Nelson. What is the status of things as of this morning, and particularly concerns about the possibility of more rain or the impact of more rain?
Yes, well, can I just begin, Catherine, by acknowledging everyone who has been affected in Nelson. It's an anxious time for a number of people, but also just really grateful to the huge number of people from across civil defence and all of our first responders and emergency services who are working incredibly hard alongside volunteers to support people affected. The state of play this morning is that we do have a lull in the rain, but I think we need to be really careful and not be complacent, because there is more rain predicted to come through this afternoon, and our red heavy rain warning actually is in place until mid-afternoon tomorrow. And so with a lot of soaked land, we have a real risk of further landslips and further flooding if that rain does come up quite high again this afternoon. So we're definitely not out of the woods yet in terms of this event, which is a very significant event for Nelson.
More than 400 households out of their homes. And, you know, what is it that you and others can say to them at the moment? As you say, anxiety, but what is the plan for them at the moment?
Well, one of the things that we've done, which is, I've got to acknowledge MSD here, who have put together a drop-in centre at the Trafalgar Centre today. So that is specifically for people who have been evacuated and affected, where they can pop in and begin conversations with MSD and also with REC from the Insurance Council to look at what the next steps are going to be for those people. So really encourage people who are affected to actually drop into the Trafalgar Centre today so they can speak with someone face-to-face. It must be incredibly frustrating to not be able to go back to your property, but we do want people to stay away from their properties. They'll be able to go back in if and when it's safe. But for now, what's important is that they're connected to people who can start those conversations with them.
When it comes to the longer term cleanup, recovery, roading infrastructure, obviously private insurers are going to have a play in this, but what else? For a start, have you got any kind of a ballpark figure that has been assessed?
Yeah, look, Catherine, I think it's probably far too early to put a ballpark figure on it, but what I can certainly see from having looked around the region yesterday is there significant slippage in many places. Walters Bluff, significant slippage, obviously significant slippage on Rocks Road, but also on private property. And so, look, I couldn't comment yet on what that cost will be. But what I can assure Nelsonians of is that while we are in the midst right now of responding, there will be a switch at civil defence level to recovery as soon as that's able to happen. And certainly talking to both our mayors, talking to ministers, McInulty and Damien O'Connor, who was with us yesterday also, as we're very mindful that that conversation will need to switch pretty quickly. There will be recovery from NZTA in terms of the roading, but also our councils will have a huge role to play in terms of infrastructure.
There will be at least some of these houses where, particularly those affected by slips, there will be crossover between what is EQC, what is private insurer, what is council.
Yep.
Can you give an assurance right here and now that lessons have been learnt from previous earthquakes, for example, and that people will not be through the ringer trying to get someone to be accountable for who is going to repair their home?
That's absolutely our goal. And look, also MSD have a small part to play there as well. And this morning I've talked to our regional public service lead about that very issue. And it's one of the reasons why we've set up the centre down at Trafalgar Centre today, because we want to make sure homeowners are able to connect to the right people right at the very beginning. It's my role here to pick up where we may see any issues occurring and to raise that up, which is exactly what I'll be doing. So certainly we've had many events as well. We've had other events here in Nelson, other slippage events in other parts of the district. So it's not the first time we've been through this as a region, and we certainly have been learning our lessons locally around how to support people as best we can.
I appreciate you still are in an emergency situation right now, but the conversation we were having a little bit earlier, it has just been brought home multiple times a year now that we are dealing with weather events, flooding events, slippage events that are testing our existing infrastructure and the locations of our homes and lives.
Absolutely.
And, you know, this is another one. It is a fairly heavily populated area as well. It remains, obviously, having vulnerabilities going into the future. So looking further out, what is the government's position on what Wellington Regional Council is trying to do now, what others are trying to do right now, in order, and what the insurers are telling you must be done to prevent people building where they should not build?
And look, I was listening into the end of that conversation, and I absolutely think that once we're through the worst of this, it's a conversation that I want to ensure I have with our local councils as the MP. Look, our two councils have recently just signed off on their future development strategy, which looks at where we're due to be developing. A lot of the conversation locally has been around our low-lying areas. I think what we've seen from this event is actually our low-lying areas are mostly doing okay. It's actually on the hillsides where we've had challenges, particularly because you've had soft land build up and then the slippage. And so I want to ensure that that's part of the conversation. So we have signed off a number of places for future development across the region. Not many, I would say, are actually on hillsides, which I'm pleased to see, but I think that's an important conversation we need to have going forward.
Thank you for your time, and all the best to everyone working so hard to help people out in Nelson. Our thoughts remain with them, and also in Kaiō and other places in the far north, dealing with this latest weather event and its impact on their homes and livelihoods. That is Rachel Boyack, Nelson MP.